Hi, I'm Alex, alcoholic. actually kind of nervous. And I'm sitting over there feeling like a total newcomer next to my sponsor, who just figured out that I have no commitments to Alcoholics Anonymous currently and that I'm attending few meetings and that I'm not sponsoring anyone. So that didn't go over very well. And that is not how I've been able to stay sober for 17 years. I got sober when I was 25. I was really sick and tired of being sick and tired. By that time, I was drinking on a daily basis, and it didn't start for me in the morning at that point. It started for me at lunchtime, and then pretty much would continue even while I was working my job. But I started drinking when I was 17. My first drunk was six goblets of white wine and two glasses of Grand Marnier, which I thought by that time was called Grandma Yay. Grandma Yay! And steak, lobster, and a strawberry cheesecake. And you could probably imagine why I remember what I ate. Anyway, I drank very sloppily for a number of years, and then I learned how to drink properly. So I really feel like I started out at my bottom and worked my way up a little bit. And let's see, then, you know, I drank when I was doing well in school because I just did well on a test or because I got through the test. Or I drank because something didn't go well. You know, you get the idea. I mean, I just drank because I drank. And I think what happened was I got some alcohol in me, and I just needed more. And I think the reason I waited till I was 17 before starting is that I was so sedated on antihistamines. You know, my parents and I didn't realize that it made me very sleepy, and I think if I hadn't had that, I would have probably sought alcohol earlier. I'm pretty convinced of that. Because when I was 18, I was no longer taking those for my allergies, and I went straight for the alcohol. And anyhow, by the age of 25, I was living life very fearfully. You know, I made most of my decisions based on fear, as I found out later when working the steps. And probably by the age of 16, I stopped growing. You know, I stopped doing new things. I was a very nervous person. So I just would, you know, I just needed to drink to take the edge off. I needed to drink to shut off the brain. I have a brain that just goes nonstop, tells me all kinds of BS. And I guess I thought I was pretty much the most important person on the earth and that everything revolved around me. So I was very sensitive. And what happened for me was I had a drinking buddy that I worked with, and we would go out on a daily basis and do the happy hour thing and until we ran out of money, got kicked out, or passed out. And usually it was me that was getting us kicked out or passed out. And he got a DUI and had to go to AA. So I sat with him in the back row at the Alano Club in Santa Barbara, and I got the message. Unfortunately, he didn't. And while it still took me a little while to get sober, I did start attending AA meetings for myself and realized that I identified with the people who were sharing, despite the fact that alcoholism, to my knowledge, didn't run in my family, I hadn't had a DUI, hadn't been arrested for alcohol, anything, related anything. And as far as I knew, no one had left me as a result of being an alcoholic, which now I can look back and say they did. And anyway, so a lot of things hadn't happened to me yet, and to this day, a lot of things haven't happened to me that I know that if I go back and drink, will happen, without a doubt. And I got really just sick and tired of the drama in my life. I knew that everything good in my life was lined up on the edge of the cliff, and by listening to you guys, I knew it was just a matter of time before everything good in my life would fall over the edge. And I was terrified by that thought. So I came to AA, didn't identify as an alcoholic, sat in the rooms, listened for about a year maybe, I'm not quite sure. One day I showed up to this meeting And they moved to another hall because there was something going on that night. So there was less seating available. And I arrived a little late, as usual. And there were no seats available. So I got pissed off and left. And I didn't come back to A for a while. I just needed an excuse, I guess, you know. And instead I went and watched Batman on television or something. I think it was. And, you know, just life just got really, there was a lot of drama. I was in a bad relationship. There was just a lot of bad things going on. And daily I fought people, places, and things. And, you know, that's an exhausting lifestyle. So, anyway, so I got sober in AA by continuing to go to meetings. I called this woman that I worked with, who I knew was in AA, asked her for help one night. She said, meet me at this meeting, and I raised my hand that night, and I said, I'm Alex, I think I'm an alcoholic. And she said, you thought right, and everybody laughed. And, you know, that was it. I was in. I've been sober since then. I drank that day. Can you believe it? I drank the day I went to AA. And I called for help while under the influence. And that's the miracle of this program, you know. The seed was planted, and I called out for help, and I was able to put down a glass of wine that I just drank half of, and there was a whole bottle left. And that's a true miracle, I'm telling you. So I met this woman at the meeting. I identified. I had that meeting. I went home on the phone. I poured the bottle down the sink, and I haven't had a drink of alcohol since. And I feel very fortunate about that. So let me get back to, it hasn't been an easy road. I was very violent and full of drama back then. I've mellowed out a lot. I've learned that fear drove me, you know, by working the steps, and in particular the fourth and fifth steps, and then looking at my character defects. I really learned what drove me. Fear was behind absolutely every decision and every way that I fought people, places, and things. So been able to more calmly live my life, and as my sponsor reminded me, you know, it's through going to a lot of AA meetings weekly. It's through being of service, through commitments and general service over the years, through being available when someone asked me to sponsor them. And I'm getting ready to move to Colorado soon, and so I have all these excuses why I don't have commitments or sponsees. And she reminded me that if I took commitments and was available to sponsor, if I went to enough meetings, people might ask me, that moving to Colorado would happen in its right time. And, you know, I feel kind of emotional about that right now, but I really believe she's right. You know, we have a lot of friends in Alcoholics Anonymous that I've known over these 17 years who were ahead of me in sobriety and some behind. And they all went out and drank again, you know. Some of them are back, and some of them are struggling, and some of them, they're not here anymore, you know. So my drinking buddy, Jim, he died when he was 35. He was a few years older than me, directly from alcoholism. And, you know, I got the gift. Sometimes those people are our messengers, and I got it from him, you know, pretty bad alcoholic. So I have a good life today. I just got married in June. And, you know, things feel really good. But the danger is that they feel so good that I don't need AA, you know. But the truth is I do. And it feels really good to just be here and be a part of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. I'm not getting to enough meetings, and so I'm feeling separate from. And so what I want to tell you today is that you guys have, you know, made me feel comfortable here. This is an AA meeting. That's all it needs to be for me. I could be out there, you could be up here, and I'd be just fine, you know. Alcoholics Anonymous really, really works in my life today. I do work the steps regularly, applying them to my life. And that's why it works today. So I'm gonna, you know, pursue my dreams. I'm just about done here. I'm gonna pursue my dreams in Colorado to build a straw bale home on some land I bought. I really wanna change my life. I have a great life, very, very good life in Santa Barbara, but I just wanna do something different. And I've learned what that is by being sober in Alcoholics Anonymous. And things are just moving along, and it's the gifts that I've been given from being sober. So thank you.